Okay.
Okay.
Why am I so small? Oh, there you are. There I am. I don't need to see more of you. I need to see more of me.
Do you?
Yes.
How do you do that?
What? Make jokes? It's easy.
How do you make jokes? You try it. Let me see how it's done.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Rock pipe.
It's a good way to start the podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to Art Funk Creatives. This is the podcast where a couple of artists, myself, David Chung, and
Abe Oddish,
get together and we discuss being an artist and going through all of the horrible, horrible things artists go through, such as getting into a funk.
And also some of the good things.
Like getting into a funk.
That's right.
Oh, man.
What?
I feel rusty. We haven't recorded in like 2 weeks.
I know.
Has it been 2 weeks?
I don't know. It's been...
Feels like it's been a long time since we last recorded. I forgot how to talk. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. It's been a couple weeks and it's been freaking hot as hell. And I hate it. I hate everything above 68 degrees.
It is so fucking hot. I can't take it.
Did you go outside today?
At night, yeah.
Oh, I had to go get pet food.
Yeah.
And it was freaking, the air quality was so bad.
Dude, like it's all the fires that are happening right now.
Yeah.
It makes everything blood red outside. The moon the other night, did you see it?
I did see it.
It was like blood red.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. Early this morning at like 9 a.m., the sun that was coming in through their windows was bright orange.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, scary.
Everything had like an orange tinge and it's gross.
Wait, so did you get pet food for the new hamsters that you got for Mary?
Oh, yeah, we got a new hamster. Oh, yeah. I guess it's been a while, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. I'd like to apologize, but I don't think we need to.
I'm not going to apologize, but I'm going to explain ourselves.
Nah, I don't even want to do that.
Okay.
No, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I mean, it's part of today's topic, I guess.
Is it?
I don't know.
All right, we got to scrape some of this rust off. Get going. So tell me about this hamster you guys got.
The Defil hamster.
What is it called?
No, it's called so we got a hamster. It's a dwarf hamster. She is cute as hell. Mm-hmm. And they named it Lady Butters.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good name. Lady Butters.
And your daughters, you got this. You got the hamster for your daughters, right?
No, they got it. Mary bought it for herself. She just had to get Jack's approval. Oh. Jack's like anti any more animals in this house. But Mary made like my youngest one made a whole slideshow.
Did she really? She did,
yeah. Oh my and then God. She did like a pitch and pitched it. And she found the right time when my wife was in a good mood. And that's when she pitched it to her and had her own money. She bought everything for it. So
that's super impressive.
Yeah. She was smart.
That's very cool. Man, that's gonna get her far. That's preparation for like working in a professional environment.
It scares me.
Yeah, it's super scary. That's the type of shit that I have to do every week.
And we don't even have it perfected.
No.
But that thing, man. So apparently you're not supposed to wake up hamsters at all.
When they're sleepwalking?
When they're sleeping, because, which I did, because it was like 2 days in and I was like, oh, okay, you know, maybe we'll try just petting it or touching it, getting it used to us.
Yeah.
And I woke it up. I like touched it. It was like underneath some of the bedding, mm-hmm. and it started screaming. Oh my God. And It was so unexpected that I jerked my hand up and I like slammed the whole cage upwards and down. And I took my hand out and it literally like it was, I can't even describe it. You have to look it up. But it was the scariest shit, man, the way it was screaming at us. And I'm talking, its mouth was fully open. I saw its teeth. I saw its throat. And I saw some shit on the side of its inside cheeks that I'm going to assume is where they put shit, like their pouch or their storage. I saw its all of its inside anatomy.
Man, it opened its mouth so wide that you saw right throughout its anus.
Dude, I'm telling you, it wasn't, yeah. I put my hand back there and I could see all five fingers. It was gross. But the thing was like, I'm not even exact. It was like screaming like bloody murder.
Man.
And I thought this thing was like, that's it. It's either going to die on us or it's going to never hate us. And then after that, since then, it's been fine. It like actually comes up to us and we pet its little belly when it's climbing up and we've handled it. So.
We had a hamster. Was it a dwarf hamster or a teddy bear hamster? I think it was a dwarf hamster too. I'd never heard that thing scream.
Did you ever wake it up?
I don't know if we ever did or not.
Well, don't.
That thing bit us a lot.
Yeah, I mean, this one hasn't. It's like, it's really small. And she like, you know, she'll nibble a little bit out our fingertips, but so far, it hasn't taken like a big chunk or anything.
I always remember that feeling of when the teeth, it applies the pressure on your finger, and then it just like punctures it, and the blood just comes squirting out.
Like when you put a fork into a Jell-O?
No, it's like when you put a fork against a balloon filled with jelly. Because you need that snap.
I've never done that. So
that little snap where it just like punctures right through it, and then it just starts gushing out.
Is it like when you bite into those little boba things they give you in those drinks?
No, because that's a consistent texture all the way through.
I don't know. The shit I've had has like a weird plastic casing around it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it like when you have some spring rolls and you leave the plastic on and you eat it?
Actually, yes.
Okay, now I understand.
Wait, for those of you guys who don't know, Abe ate how many spring rolls did you eat before realizing you had to take the plastic wrap off of it?
In my defense, that was really thin plastic wrap around it.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like part of the spring roll. They were individually wrapped.
You didn't
nobody
realize
told me.
That it was inedible the more you chewed?
No, because
I could
eat
them. Were you chewing?
Probably not. You know me. I inhale my food.
That's why it keeps going down the wrong pipe.
Oh, my God. I think I must have put down like, I know two for sure, but maybe I'd say anywhere from 2 to 4 before I realized you had to take that plastic wrap around it.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, but now I understand what you're talking
about. Okay, yeah. So that's the feeling that
a hamster biting near your finger.
That's the feeling of a hamster biting through your finger. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you Mary got her hamster, that her efforts paid off.
Yeah, well, she's been planning it.
It was a heist.
Yeah, she had everyone in on it except for my wife.
Oh, man.
So, and somehow she made out with like, you know, a few million dollars too. So it was really weird.
That is weird. I thought you were going to say that she made out with someone. And I was like, man, she's only like what? 11?
Yeah. Oh, man. No, she's 13.
Oh, Jesus.
When's the last time you've been over?
It's been a while.
It's probably the last time you saw her, right?
I still think of her as 3.
Yeah. Well, that's the same with Rowan. I think of Rowan as a little toddler that I
Yeah.
You know, I'd come home from work and he was sitting with my wife and I'd be like, hey, and he'd be like, no, I don't know you. Keep walking. And I'm like, all right. You're cool though, right? Yeah, whatever. Keep walking.
Yeah, no, he's going to get his driver's license soon.
Holy shit.
Yeah, wow. Time goes fast during quarantine. It's weird. It's weird.
But I also got another toy. Well, we got something new for the house.
Oh, what'd you get?
Another toy. It's half toy, half torture device. So pleasure and pain, I guess. But we ended up buying a stationary bike.
Oh, yeah.
For my fat ass.
Uh-huh. So, are you how many hangers of clothes can you put on it at one time?
You know, like probably around 5 to 8 shirts. It's pretty good.
That's good. You know, especially now during this heat wave, you know, we got to conserve energy and can't always be running the dryers. So you just got to hang it up somewhere on a stationary bike. That's the best place to put it.
But I haven't yet actually used it.
You actually use it?
I've actually used it.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I got, dude, this is what kind of led us to this episode, right? This topic.
Yeah.
About our mental and physical well-being.
Yes. I think we all need to make sure we, keep ourselves in check, especially during this quarantine.
Why do you have to keep yourself in check? What? Are you doing bad things?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're just eating nonstop Sour Patch Kids and drinking whiskey every night.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, where is your Sour Patch Kids tonight? Or your Swedish Fish? Jesus Christ.
I bought a new bag. It was the last one they had, so I had to get it.
Did you get it through Instacart?
Not this time. All right.
Come on, guy.
Yes, I got it through Instacart. Thanks, Instacart.
What about where's your whiskey or your your spit platoon or whatever you call it?
Infinity bottle.
Your spit
platoon. No, I'm not drinking tonight because I have a lot of freelance to do and I still got to do freelance after this. So usually after we do these records, I'm usually quite buzzed. So after that, I'll just keep drinking and work on personal.
Until you pass out.
Shit, either like start assembling the edits for these things or I'll start working on personal shit.
But you got freelance to do.
Yeah. So I got some freelance to do. So after this, I'm just like, yeah, let me just, I'm going to stay sober at least until I get a few more hours of freelance done.
Okay. And right now it's 10:35 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Are you going to go to sleep at all tonight?
I haven't been because I've been doing this freelance and
So for the audience, this is kind of, you might have noticed a delay in our episodes.
Yeah.
And this is why, it's that time of year. Well, for me, where I'm just about to start school in a week to teach school. And this time I've picked up another class. So I got 3 classes. Dave, you've just picked up a pretty intense amount of freelance, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the life of a creative, right? We're always working. There's always a lot of work to do. And, you know, the podcast is something that's a great outlet for me and Abe. But again, we always have to prioritize the things that pay the bills. So when those things come around, unfortunately, we have to take it on. But so.
Yep. And believe us, we would
much rather be doing these records and being with you guys. But, you know, hopefully, you know, I think nice little break for us because we got to get a little bit of a, what do you call it?
Not really.
Because it's never a break. You and I don't get vacations. It's Happy Labor Day weekend, by the way, everybody.
But, oh, yeah.
Well, it's Labor Day weekend when we're recording this, but that's the other thing. every time we get like vacation days from work, we're always working. There's I don't remember a time when I could just take a vacation for a vacation's sake. The last time I took that week off, I had to go do a convention.
They're far and in between. But so, and again, that was another reason we were going to kind of talk about our health and stuff like that. So, you know, going back to the exercise bike, the stationary bike we bought, we got a good deal on it. And I've been really wanting one for a while because, excuse me, got a little mint chocolate chip.
Would you just have ice cream before you came on?
I had it a few hours ago. I don't know where it came up.
That's good. So
like I had a sub sandwich and then I had ice cream. And then the ice cream decided it didn't want to hang out good. There.
Was this before or after you went on your bike?
I didn't do it today. I took the day off. Because it was so hot and the air quality was shitty. I was like, my wife bought a bunch of equipment that we've had, you know, and we've got like a TRX knockoff, if you know what that is. And, you know, some kettlebells and dumbbells. And I used to have a punching bag, which we sold over COVID. I just didn't use it. And it's like, I just can't motivate myself to do anything, especially like, you know, finding that routine. So I was like, man, if I had a stationary bike, I mean, we got a Pilates machine.
What's
too.
A Pilates machine?
And I was like, I don't know. It's a machine that does Pilates.
It does it for you. You just sit there and you watch it do Pilates.
I don't know. I never used it. But and it's not so much like I want to bulk up or anything. I just want to lose this shitty fat that I've got, right? So I thought, man, if I could, you know, if we could get a stationary bike, at least I could watch something while I'm biking, you know, because usually by the end of the day, I'll go sit down and the girls and I will watch something, you know, whatever. And so that's, I've been doing it. Like, I've been doing it around lunch. I take my lunch from work. I take an hour off and I bike and then I eat something. Wow. And I did it all last week.
Nice. Good for you.
It's been great. Yeah. Hurts the shit out of my taint, but
what is wrong with you? Have some sort of like fetish where you need to sit on something that resembles a saddle. You have a saddle seat for your office chair. You wanted to get a stationary bike.
Not anymore.
You just want to beat the shit out of your taint, man.
So I had to get like a bike seat cover. That's helped.
You should get a bike seat cover for your saddle chair.
a saddle for the saddle chair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's been great and it's, you know, I just have to stick with it, get a routine, but it's actually made me want to do some stuff after I ride. I'm like, you know, oh, okay. Actually, I feel like maybe exercising some more, you know, and when I do it, because I'm a horrible sleeper. Like I minimum get up 3 times at night. I'm a light sleeper. I never get a full night's sleep. I just don't. But when I rode the bike, I did sleep half the night, which was good. Wow. So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, I got to do something. I'm getting old.
Yeah, buddy. We all are. I think that's the thing that we all have to take care of right now is our health as we get older. Like, I mean, like, especially for us creatives, right? We're not very active people, but by trade, we're not active. I mean, for those of you who are keeping up with your fitness, I don't know how you guys get. That's another thing. Where do you fucking find time to work on your fitness is my problem because.
Well, in their defense, too, they may not be married or have kids.
Fuck those guys.
So
that's true
in our line of creative, you know, careers, we are at a desk all fucking day.
I got a standing desk too, so that's at least some, I don't know, it's not physical activity, but it helps, so you're not at least sitting all day, so you know.
Yeah, I try to get up and shake it out, but but, well, also the other thing, too, is, usually on the weekends, I try to get to the garage to, you know, move around and stuff. But again, it's been so hot and the air quality, I haven't been to the garage.
Just walking to the garage is like a lot of physical activity.
Dick. No, I mean, like, you know, being in there and like, because when I do the woodworking, I have to keep the garage door open because of the dust, you know? So it's
it's impossible to be out in the garage or outdoors right now. Here's the other thing. So I used to walk my dog twice a day for like 15 to 45 minutes every single time. Ever since COVID happened, I hate going outside. Like it's an ordeal every single time, or like I get super paranoid and I just don't want to be out there anymore. And my dog isn't the type of dog that listens and follows when I tug her. So if people are coming and I'm trying to cross the road, she will plant herself down and make me inhale whatever breath is coming out of the person that's walking towards me.
Oh, you don't have to remind me. Remember, I've got sets for you a few times. Fucking Nico, man. It's like dragging a sack of potatoes sometimes. But also, though, too, you've got a house now. You don't have... Before, you were in a condo, so you had to take her.
Yeah, but now I could just let her outside the backyard.
Like, get out.
Yeah.
Get out there.
But
go sack of potatoes outside.
She loves our backyard, but she hates going to the bathroom out there. Because she's like, why am I going to shit where I fucking like to hang out?
I want to lay here in sun.
Yeah. So she still makes me go take her out for walks, but it's definitely not as much as I used to. And especially
she makes you.
She does. Like she chomps at me. Like as soon as I sit down to work at night, she'll come in here and start chomping at me, trying to get me to come outside.
Just get an extra set of keys and so go wash just yourself.
Pick up after yourself.
Here's some black bags.
Oh man, but yeah, it's tough. I don't know how everyone finds the time to get some physical activity in to their schedule.
Well, and that's what kills me, like with the time thing, because it's like I thought, and we've discussed this before, not having to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I was going to get like 2.5 to 3 hours of my life back.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe I could dedicate that time to it.
Mm.
And that time has gone to work.
Yeah.
It's just gone to work. You know, I mean, granted, I guess I could put the effort to get up earlier and do workout, but then I'd lose sleep, you know, and sleep's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your mental health.
It is. It's very important.
So you don't want to lose that.
No.
You know?
No.
Don't want to sacrifice the sleep.
No, you can't sacrifice sleep. But I don't know where I'm going with this, but I feel like
seeing how you don't even get sleep, you don't sleep. So,
well, here's the thing. I love sleep and I'm a very heavy sleeper.
Yes, you are.
Very heavy. So yes. Like I think that's also why maybe I fight sleep so much. Because I know if I'm going to sleep, I'm never going to wake up again.
Yeah.
Like, and I won't get anything done. So I might as well just keep staying up. I think that's probably why I'm such a night owl versus like an early bird, which I'm still trying to transition into. But it's not been working out for me, especially because it's so hot.
Not at all.
Like,
you're nowhere near being an early bird. You are an old crusty owl. You're a vampire owl.
A vampire owl?
Much, yeah.
The hell's a vampire owl?
It's an owl that only comes out at night.
And drinks blood.
drinks blood. He'll fuck you up.
Owls come out at night.
Yeah, they come out like at dawn. They'll start to wake up and maybe catch the sunset, you know, have some wine. Eat some caviar before they go hunting.
Wow.
Vampires have to wait for the sun to go down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that owls ate caviar, I meant. Well,
yeah.
I guess so. I mean, I've been trying to, like I said, I've been trying really hard, though, to wake up early, but I just can't do it, man. Like, I guess also because I still haven't been able to go to bed before 3 a.m. every night.
I don't know how you do it. So I really don't.
Well, it's the only time I can get anything done.
I know, but how do you physically do it? How does your body not shut down and just say, no, we're going to bed?
Parts of my body do shut down. And then you get into that state where you're just like, you're working, but you have no idea what you're doing.
No, I never get to that state because once I start to get to that state, I shut it down.
But see, my problem is if I shut it down, I will not get back up.
We've established
that's
that.
My dilemma. Like today, I woke up at 9:30.
Okay, that's not bad.
Oh, that was late for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I usually get up around 7 to 7:30, and then on weekends maybe 8, 8:30. But normally I'm up around 7:30.
That's usually I usually get up around 7:45 to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But today I couldn't get up. I was just like, And nowadays, when I wake up, it's because of some weird ass dream that I had that just jolts me awake, and I'm just like, oh, gotta get up. Anxiety dreams, man. Are you guys having anxiety dreams a lot now?
You're asking the audience.
Well, I'm asking you, but in the audience as well. I mean, ever since I used to have anxiety dreams, but not this bad.
You know what I'm actually having dreams about? I hate to admit this because this is one of my guilty pleasures. Is I've been watching Grey's Anatomy with Mary, my younger one. Uh-huh. And I mean, we're like binging the shit out of it, right? And so a few nights I've been having like medical dreams, just like what they're talking about. Like, not that I'm a doctor, but I'm like following some medical procedures or something like that. And so I've had those anxiety dreams.
Man.
But then I wake up and I'm like, what the hell? Like, I got to stop watching so much Grey's Anatomy. You know, it's like when you have work and you're worried about work, but I'm like, this has no bearing on me. Like, I don't know why.
Oh, man. All my dreams are always about work.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Are you having dreams about quarantine at all? Or are your dreams about the old world?
No. Because I am suited for this. I love this.
I do too. So I haven't had a single quarantine dream. All my dreams take place in the old world where it's a nightmare for me.
I don't even think I've had dreams on that. I had one recently. I can't remember what it was. My daughter was just telling me though, because she started driving. She had a dream where she because we had talked about her brakes, like I'm like, hey, how are your brakes? Because I know they need to be fixed. But she told me she had a dream that she lost her brakes and was like trying to slam the brakes, and they were all the way down and she was still going, and it was terrifying. And I'm like, oh yeah,
I had that exact same dream two nights ago.
I've had those. Oh really?
I've never had a dream where I've lost my brakes, but I just kept crashing into like car after car and driving after cliff after cliff. I'm like, why are there so many fucking cliffs where I'm driving?
But I know, you know, I know she had that dream because we talked about it. So, you know, and then she's like, oh, I think I need brakes. And I'm like, yes, I know. I'll get you the brakes eventually after you.
You guys don't have brakes on her car? Oh.
Put those little bicycle hand ones on there.
Oh, good.
No, I can't remember. She needs some, though. They're wearing down.
Oh, so. Man. Yikes.
So getting back to topic. Now we're talking about dreams and shit.
Well, it's all part of mental health.
Yeah. I guess it's your brain dealing with this shit.
It is. So like one of the things that we are trying to deal with is like all the day-to-day anxieties and stress. And then they always seep out into your dreams. And that's where you work that shit out. But
Yeah, go for it.
No, I was just saying that, like, one of the things that I think a lot of people, yeah, I think it's been good because lately people have been starting to take notice and like give it more credibility, but mental health is a really big deal. Yeah. And I think taking care of our mental health is probably one of the most important things that I think we can do for ourselves on top of taking care of our physical health.
Yeah. It's like being this creative and not getting off my, it's almost like twofold because, you know, again, it's like mentally, you know, I've gotten it a lot, and I'm sure a lot of creatives have gotten that, you know, well, what do you have to be tired or stressed out about? You draw all day. Like, you know, that's what you love to do.
Fuck those people.
But, you know, the truth is, it's, and I think we've mentioned this before, but the truth is, I can't turn it off. You know, I can maybe like, what do you call it when you like put a pillow over someone's face?
Oh, murder.
No. There's a word for it. What's the word I'm looking
dampen?
For? Dampen? Suffocate?
Yes, suffocate.
Okay, maybe that's not the right word.
Mute, silence.
That was a horrible analogy. No, I can push it down, you know.
Yeah,
like
dampen.
I can dampen. Okay. That has nothing to do with putting a pillow over someone's face.
see where
my mental state's going? But I can dampen it, but basically it's on 24 hours a day. My head is, and my wife knows it, like my brain is 24 hours going.
Yeah.
And if it's not about work, you know, it's about deadline or it's about ideas I have or podcast or whatever it is, whatever creative thing is, there's always something in there. What am I going to do next? What am I going to work on? What is this? Colors, blah, 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 you know, shows. Even if I'm watching a movie, I'm watching, you know, for their shots and the directors and what they could have done and what they did do. And so it just never stops.
Right.
You know, and it's when I have to use it for work and overload it, it's, you know, it's debilitating at times because you're so stressed out. You know, I get these headaches. I'm starting to get more headaches now, which is, I got to be careful with, you know. But then on top of that, being a fat fuck. I don't know how else to say it, you know. That doesn't help, you know. And so it's like, that's the one thing I don't like about this career. And it's like, I got to do some kind of change because I wish I could not either have the mental thing or be fit, you know.
Well,
but I've got both.
I think, okay, I guess those two go hand in hand, right? I mean, like when we get physical activity done and we do a lot of exercise, it does a lot of good things for our body on a mental level as well as a physical level because it releases a lot of endorphins and dopamine and all this hormones and shit like that. And then like you got blood circulating to your brain and your body. You feel a little bit more energized. You feel like you can actually think better. And all that stuff will help coincide with your mental stability. I mean, you still have to work on your mental stability after that.
You think?
Yeah.
It's supposed to do that.
Is it not?
I don't know. And I'm always too tired after I work out. So
yeah,
then
I don't
want to
like,
think and stuff.
But the long con of it is that the more you do it, the stronger you get. And then the more easy it is to be physically able to do the day-to-day activities so that you can kind of just keep going on with your life.
So I'm going to throw out my fat excuse partly why I don't, you know, I haven't worked out because I was going to mention this. So I've torn my knee twice.
Yeah, that's right.
So and the first time I went to the veterans, the VA, and they didn't know. They never did x-rays. They didn't ever know what I did. They just assumed it was a MCL tear. But the second time, I definitely tore my ACL, and I never got it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's another reason why, like, certain activities I just can't do.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love doing some mixed martial arts stuff, not to become a fighter, but I just love staying in shape.
Sure.
And I like, you know, doing jiu-jitsu and, you know, kicks and punches and all this stuff. And I used, you know, I did that for a few years, and that was my outlet. But now I can't do that stuff, and I can't run. You know, so I have to do low impact stuff. So that's why also another reason I got the stationary bike.
So you're talking about like past injuries and stuff like that. That's one of the things that I think is the most. What's the word I'm looking for? It's the most
suffocating.
It's the most murderous. No, it's one of the most disheartening things that could happen to you, especially when you're trying to get fit. When you're trying to get fit then you get an injury from either trying to get fit or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's so disheartening because then you're just, you're going to spiral into this, woe is me. Oh, well, you know, like, you know, fuck it. Just, I'm just going to eat all this fucking ice cream now. And
all right, Dave, I get it.
Sour Patch Kids. And
yes.
I'm going to eat this mint chocolate chip ice cream.
You bastard.
Giant sub. No, but
I didn't eat the whole thing. I only eat half of it. Jack and I share one. Screw you.
No, but that's one of the biggest, I think the dangers of, you know, if you're going to do physical activity or like try to get fit, don't go too crazy when you're just starting off. I mean, cause that's one of the things too, where like, what? You're shaking your head at me. No,
I was going to say, that's exactly what I do. I always go, because the first time I did it was stupid, but the second time I was doing some CrossFit stuff.
Yeah.
And, I went trying to push myself and snap.
No.
You heard it pop too. And I knew.
And after that though, it's just like, what? That's the most, it's so discouraging. What are you going to, like, you're just going to be like, oh, well, fuck it. I'm just going to eat a tub of frosting now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
So, I mean, like, that goes for probably physical activity and being creative, too. I mean, you and I go through the same shit all the time when we try to do something creative, where we push super hard and then we burn out, or we like suffer from some kind of a weird mental injury.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
abandon it.
Yeah. Cause like, we're just like,
suffocate it.
We put a pillow over its face. Cause we're usually like, we deserve a break, or we need a recharge. Yep. And then that recharge becomes abandonment.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
I feel exactly like it's the same thing with physical activity. Like, I always say I'm not someone who should be giving physical or fitness advice at all. We should have gotten Desiree on this podcast because she's an actual fitness instructor. But
let's bring her on next time.
Like, but she
if we can give some advice.
Yeah. Well, she should give the advice.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She tries to give me advice all the time and I don't listen to it. I'm like, don't tell me to fucking live my life. I'll work out when I want to work out.
As you're eating your Sour Patch Kids in front of her.
Dipping it into a cup of whiskey. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm a firm believer in trying to take things slow, because that's something that I never did in my younger days. I always went fast and hard, came all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried that and I've slowed down. I've become more patient, but I don't think I've fully learned that lesson yet.
You're going to break your taint on that fucking stationary bike. And then you're going to be like, I'm not going to do this anymore. My taint hurts too much.
I tore it.
I tore my taint.
I tore my taint in several different places.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think just take it slow. Like, there's it's not a race.
But I want to be thin and fit like in a week.
You look good now. Like, you're not as fat as you think you are. Like, you're not fat. Well,
A, you're only seeing me from like my collarbone up. And B, I'm in the dark here.
Oh God. No, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it's a marathon, not a sprint. Lifestyle change, right? We gotta.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad I'm doing something.
Yeah, you know, no, that's really awesome.
I wasn't doing anything. I mean, we have the pool, and you know, on the weekends we'd use the pool, and it was nice to kind of get out there and swim and use some muscles, and that was helping. You know,
that's good.
But again, like, we can't always use it, because like this weekend we couldn't use it because of the air and shit like that. So.
No, the most physical activity I do now, I canceled my gym membership because of COVID. Just like, I'm not going to go. I don't care how well you sanitize that shit down. And I can't work out at home because the only hour I will be able to work out is probably
our podcast
time. Because
you can work out now.
Yeah, I got a dumbbell right here. Because like anytime I try to do anything that's related to exercise, my son will jump on me and literally just tackle me because he thinks that it's time to play. And I can't tell him otherwise. So the only physical activity I've been doing is I've been treating battle time as my physical activity. So I'll battle him every night.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then that's the only way I can get physical activity done. Like,
you should use him as a dumbbell.
I do. So I do curls with him. I do like shoulder presses and then I body slam him onto the bed.
Oh, like one of those slam balls.
Yeah, basically. And then I'll do squats with him while holding him up and tighten the core. Other than that, like I don't have anything to, I don't get to do anything. Like, I've been doing this thing where every time I get up from my desk, I'll do as many push-ups as I can. Either push-ups, squats, or pull-ups. I got a little pull-up bar in this studio, but that's all I do. Like, so it'll only be like in small bursts of like 30 to 35 of each, and then I'm done.
But that's okay. At least you're doing something.
I guess, but I don't think it really does much.
It's probably just keeping you out of place.
Probably.
Just how I feel.
Just enough. To drink just another enough. Glass of whiskey.
Yeah. It levels you out, evens you out.
Yeah.
Ooh, what about mental? What do you do?
Same thing. Here's my big thing, especially for us creatives, and especially during quarantine. Everybody is flocking to social media right now and posting all their stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay if you don't. You know what? I think it's okay if you unplug. For me, that's a big part of my mental health is I always, and I'm sure it's not just me. We talked about this before. When you're not drawing, you're stressed. When you're drawing, you're stressed. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where I think we think that we have to constantly produce content because most of us, whether we are aware of it or not, in a creative capacity, we're content creators, and we have this feeling of this obligation that we always have to post stuff or else our followers are not going to be happy or they're going to start unfollowing us or whatever. But you know what? Fuck that. I think just live your life. I'm done.
Okay. Just live your life. Just let me
live my life. Fuck.
I want to be happy. I want to be free. And if anyone knows what that reference is from, Dave will send you 5 Sour Patch Kids of your choosing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine. If anybody knows that reference, I'll send you. How about this? I'll send you a sketch. I'll send you a sketch.
Do you know what that reference is from?
Me?
Yeah.
I know where it's from.
Okay.
I can't tell them. Oh, man. I'm all out of groceries and whiskey.
Oh, you should go to the store and get some.
Just leave my home right now?
Yeah.
During this pandemic?
Yeah, just wear your mask.
All right.
Bring hand sanitizer.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for the advice.
What? You know what?
Huh?
I just thought of something.
What? What'd you think of?
If you don't want to go through all that trouble of putting on a mask and getting hand sanitizer, driving around aimlessly.
Yeah.
You should try Instacart.
What's Instacart?
Instacart is a grocery delivery service that'll deliver to you in as fast as 1 hour.
Whoa, that's pretty fast.
Hella fast, bro.
Yeah, like some would say too fast. Take your time.
Listen, Dave, I'm going to put you on to something new, son. Okay.
All right. What's happening right now?
If you use Instacart, you can get the products you love from all your local stores.
The products I love, like my favorite brand of whiskey.
Yeah, sure. As long as you're over 21.
A giant bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Or a small bag, if you prefer.
Oh, man.
Peanut butter, any kind you want. Creamy or chunky.
Creamy for sure.
pork rinds?
Yeah, and I don't have to leave my home at all. I don't have to go gear up.
No, you just sit back and you wait for that delivery in as fast as 1 hour.
Man.
And get this, bro. So on top of that, Instacart will highlight deals to help you save money.
Oh, man. So like the things that are actually on sale, they'll let me know what's on sale?
Yeah, bro. Find everything you usually buy and get smart suggestions for new items.
Oh, man. This is so convenient.
Listen, I know you love your veggies. You love your greens. You love your reds. You even love your oranges.
That's true. I do love all those colors.
Well, the shoppers will pick the freshest produce for you. And if you like eggs, man, do you like the huevos?
Oh, yeah, man. I love the huevos.
They'll keep your huevos safe.
Like I won't get any cracks in my huevos?
No, your huevos will arrive nice and smooth.
That sounds too good to be true. Nobody takes care of my huevos like that. Okay, well, what do I do? How do I sign up for this Instacart? It sounds amazing.
All you got to do is go into our show notes and sign up.
Shit. Well, I'm going to do that right now.
Before you do that, because you're a listener.
Yeah.
And for all our listeners, you're going to get free delivery on your first order over $35.
Oh, that's easy peasy. I mean, the first thing I'm going to order is over $35 to begin with.
And you're going to get free delivery for that, bro.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get a nice, generous tip with all that money I saved.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you can give them one of your huevos.
Maybe I will. I think he or she would love that.
Yeah, they would. So sign up and use Instacart. Groceries delivered in as little as 1 hour. So like mentally, like the mental health stuff. So the reason, you know, I used to love doing like martial arts stuff and mixed martial arts and stuff like that was because that was a time I could get away from my head.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like an outlet. And what it was when I was sparring with someone or I do some, you know, jiu-jitsu or something like that, grappling, when you're doing something like that that requires your focus, that's all you're worried about. So it was always about, I could turn off my head, literally, and just be, the only thing in my head is hit and don't get hit. Mm-hmm. Or when you're grappling, don't get choked out. Try to choke someone out. Don't get choked out.
Yeah. So, don't let them touch your balls.
Well, that's inevitable. Eventually that's going to happen. You're going to be in a north-south position.
You're trying to get them to touch your balls.
You're going to be in a north-south position. You know, things are going to happen.
The old 69.
Yeah, you know, taints are going to get, you know. Anyways, so.
What's the word called when you put your taint over someone's face?
Teabag?
No. Teabag?
No, that's something else.
Oh, anyways. That was a callback to your pillow over the face.
We'll call that your pillow smother. So I always love that because I could turn everything off and it's just in that moment.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what my woodworking eventually became because I can't do that stuff. Right.
Okay.
So I think that's why, like, maybe I've been getting headaches lately or whatever. I'm just thinking and stressing too much is because I haven't been able to do my woodworking because when I'm doing my woodworking, you know, I'm working on this machine. And either I'm cutting wood on a bandsaw or, you know, I'm on the lathe and I'm using, you know, wood turning tools. And if you're not familiar with that stuff, it's all real dangerous machinery, right? I mean, I could lose a finger. I could lose, you know, my shirt can get caught. I could have shit whipping out at me, take out my eye and stuff. You know, I have safety gear, but it's still dangerous.
Sure.
So when I'm doing that stuff, I'm not thinking like my head's not all over the place. It's at the, you know,
it's concentrated.
Yeah. It's at the task at hand. It's focused. Right. And so it's nice because it's like, I know what I have to do. It's not off, you know, thinking about five different things.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a relief. So when you're talking about turning it off or suppressing it or, you know, not having it be all crazy, those are the moments I look for. And so that helps me mentally. That and classical music. I used to listen to a lot of classical music in my car.
Did you?
Yeah, all the time. Like, I mean, between audiobooks and classical music, if I was having a stressful day or anything like that, because I've heard like it's good for you. So I really got into classical music going to and coming from work.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, if I was, it calmed me down, especially with road rage. So
I should try that. I have a hard time nowadays with listening to anything. Like we talked about that before.
Yeah.
I can't, like I said, I can't watch movies. Oh, by the way, I sort of watched In the Mouth of Madness.
Sort of.
Yeah, because I was working when I watched it.
Didn't I tell you not to do that?
I know, but
I told you that's the movie to watch. Don't watch while you're working.
I know, but I had a deadline and it was the only thing I could do. But
and
I liked what I saw, but I do have to watch it again. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to find time to just watch it. Watch it.
Just do it now.
All right. I'll see you later. So I'm going to. How do you end call? Right.
Finally, the one man show I've been waiting for.
But yeah, I just can't do it. And like I tried listening to music recently while I was working as well. I couldn't do it. Maybe I'll try classical music because there's
try some classical or even like a musical score. What I used to do at work sometimes too is when I got overloaded, you can go online and look for ambient sounds.
Yeah.
And I used to do that.
Actually, that's really good. I did that recently, like but I don't know why I stopped. It was like the sounds of a public coffee house.
Yeah,
my daughter.
Oh, go for it. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
My daughter does it like she does rain or something at night so she could sleep.
Really?
Yeah. I used to do at work, because sometimes you get tired too of listening to audio. Like for audiobooks for me, I can only do like two or three at a time and then I need a break because, again, when I'm listening to them, I'm concentrating and I'm playing out the scenes and shots.
Sure.
So. And then music sometimes too. It's like I've cycled through all my music and I need something. So, but the ambient sound, the one I used to love was, it was like you're lying in a boat on a beach like this. And so the waves are crashing up next to you. So you would just hear like seagulls and the ocean and like the boat creaking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so great. I love that one.
I got to find one. See, I think the problem with me was that I found one that I liked, but then I realized it was on a loop, and I just kept recognizing the same pieces of sounds, and then so like I went down this rabbit hole of trying to find the perfect ambient sound, and then I got distracted.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it. I was just like, oh,
whatever you do, though. Don't do like horror ones, because I did one. It was a desolate spaceship.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like somebody's walking, so it was just like echoes, and you hear like.
Why are you listening to those?
I don't know, because I thought it was like, ooh, this would be cool, and then I started getting like kind of like small anxiety because I was like, started thinking about like aliens and all this shit. And I was like, you're doing the total opposite. So don't do like horror sounds.
Okay.
Do nice.
Noted. Sounds. Noted. Yeah.
Well, creaky horror house? No. Haunted house? No.
Yeah, no? Don't do that?
No.
Wartime? Okay. I don't know. I'll give it a shot again. I just have a hard time keeping focus. I went down this really bad rabbit hole this past 2 days where my keyboard was finally like it's on its last legs.
Yeah.
The F key doesn't really work anymore. It's creaky. It doesn't really do the job anymore. So I'm like, all right, I gotta find a keyboard. So I just went online and I started searching and I went down this fucking rabbit hole I didn't know exist of this underground society of people who make mechanical keyboards. And I don't think
it's an underground society.
It's intense, man. Like there's a whole sub community of nerds who build keyboards and they're super into it. And then so I started reading about all the different switches there are for keyboards. There's like the Cherry MX, the brown, the blue what? Clicky, the tactiles, the linears, and all these are different what? Types of. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm fucking saying. It's just I just went down this rabbit hole and I couldn't stop. And now I'm practically about to build my own keyboard now. Just because I went down this fucking rabbit hole.
Oh, my God. Because you don't have a million other things you got to get done.
That's what happened. I got distracted and I just wanted to find the new keyboard, but they're so expensive for like a good one.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, if I'm going to
drop. How much are we talking expensive? We're talking like $80?
No, like $200.
For a keyboard.
For a keyboard. But
how much is it gonna? What?
It's got like LED lights on it, and it has all these macro keys. It's pretty cool. I just bought it.
you did buy it?
I bought one. I had it was Labor Day sale, and then I had like a reward points from Best Buy, so I got it on a good deal, but I paid $200 for it.
What's wrong with you, man?
So I don't know.
You know how many Sour Patch Kids I could buy?
You know what? I'll you know what though? Like, so what? This is a gaming keyboard that I bought. It's the Logitech G915.
Okay.
It's
but you don't play games on the computer.
No. But because I'm working all the time at home, I want if you're going to your desk and then I have this keyboard that has a piece of shit that the F key doesn't even fucking work. Like, I feel so distracted and I don't want to work. I don't feel inspired to work. I don't feel like I want to be here. I don't want to sit at my desk. That goes back to our topic about
workspaces.
Workspace. So, yeah. Like, I've been slowly trying really hard to get my workspace to be as aesthetically pleasing for me to be comfortable and something that I want to come sit down and I feel inspired to work. And this all goes back to mental health. I mean, that's part of it. I think, especially now working from home,
yeah.
we have to do something to help us feel refreshed every time we come down and sit down to our desk.
And to be progressive.
And to be progressive. Wait, hey, what do you mean by that? Like,
well, just to keep going, like to move forward.
Oh yeah, I thought you meant right? Like, you know, not be racist or something like that.
Hey, that too, man. Hey,
wait, when you sit down at your desk, just don't be racist. And you know what? When you get up from your desk, don't be racist. Don't be racist.
Be how progressive,
hard,
man.
How hard is that?
That's not hard. Me. I think next time I'm going to bring a dictionary and a thesaurus with me.
This is the problem. We're rusty at talking.
Hey, have you been watching The Boys?
I have.
Did you see the new episodes?
We just saw the first episode of season two two nights ago.
So good.
It's a good fucking show. Yeah.
So good.
It's that show gives me fucking anxiety, though.
We should do an episode on that, superheroes.
We should. That'd be fun. All right.
If you want to hear about superheroes, tell us.
Yeah, just tell us.
Just tell us.
Oh, fuck me.
Anyways, getting back. Well, you know, like this podcast too, this is, you know, part of our mental health.
Yeah. And you know what, though? I'm a huge advocate. Actually, you were the one that turned me on to getting therapy. So, like, I'm a huge advocate for that. Like, I think if you guys have resources to find some therapy, I highly suggest you guys do it. It's something that is very beneficial. And if you can afford it or can find the time to do it, they do it through telecommunications now. And it's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started off and getting some therapy, me and my wife, and I actually stopped several years ago because I just I don't know, time and money. But my wife
became progressive.
Yeah, I was too progressive. I was like, I don't need this anymore.
I'm not racist.
I'm good. But yeah, so like my wife has been, just recently she stopped going to therapy after 10 years of it because she finally felt that she was in a space where she worked through a lot of things. I think she still is open to going back at some point, yeah. But I think due to, you know, say I'm gonna try to go off on my own now.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, I know for animation, if you're in animation and with the guild, you know, your health plan, you can look into it. You know, I don't know how other things work, you know, creatives and stuff, but if you have a health plan, I would look into it.
Yeah.
You know, if you need it, definitely. Yeah.
And even if you need someone to talk to, it's a great outlet.
Or start a podcast with your buddy.
Yeah, start a podcast. You know, it's
just don't do creatives. Do it on something else.
Yeah, like taints.
Murder.
Murder. Yeah, there's plenty of murder podcasts out there already.
Because we don't have enough murder podcasts.
Right. Go start your own murder podcast about pillows over faces.
Pillow murders.
Pillow murders.
Oh, boy.
But anyways, that was a little PSA, I suppose, for getting some therapy for mental health. I think it's important. So
yeah, I agree.
All right. So where are we going with this now?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. See ya.
No. So anyways, let's do a little recap here. So can you hear my chair?
A little bit. I just heard
This is the new chair that I got from my office. They let us steal the chairs from work, and they're nice chairs. They're like $1,100 chairs.
Jeez.
But I don't think I like it.
No?
I don't know. It's too ergonomic.
Ugh.
Like it's too good.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I should get a taint chair.
Shit. You can have mine.
No, I don't want your dirty taint chair.
It's a little worn, but
All right.
throw a cushion on there and you'll be fine.
Just throw some cushions and some baby powder on there.
Baby powder. Just slide right off.
All right, so let's do a quick recap here. So I know you guys are all super busy all the time, but if you guys can, you should definitely take the time to find some sort of physical activity to do.
Well, let us know what you do. I mean, you know, is it physical, like routines? Is it working out and stuff like that? Or do you find hobbies? Like I try to do my woodworking. Is it, you know, gardening? Is it something just to keep you active? Like Dave's, you know, like Dave taking dog walks or something like that.
Yeah, definitely let us know, because I think we could use some pointers and some advice on this subject too, because we definitely need to find something. Abe, you got your bike, so I mean, at least you got that. I got dog walks.
But let
us know.
And child dumbbells.
It's the good thing about child dumbbells is they only keep getting heavier, so as you get stronger, they're gonna keep getting heavier.
Yeah, believe me, I've got some really heavy sets. I can't do anything with them.
That's why you gotta keep doing it.
No, I'm out. These weights are too heavy for me.
But yeah, so send us in all of your suggestions for what you guys do to stay physically fit, how you find the time to do it, what you do for your mental
health. That's for Dave. Dave wants to know really bad where you find the time.
I really need to know.
Tell me, damn it. God. What do you want? Do you want like an hour by hour breakdown of what they do?
I don't know, man. Like, here's the thing. Some people at work were like, yeah, I wake up at like 6 a.m. every morning and I go for a run, or I do yoga and I don't know, whatever. I don't fucking care. No, I do care. I'm just mad. But I'm like, I can't wake up that early to work out because I need that hour of sleep.
Because you just went to sleep at like 4.
Yes. So I need that hour. So okay. I can't do that. And then maybe I can't do it at lunch either, because usually I'm trying to wrap up things at 12 when everyone's at lunch. And then I take my lunch from 12:30 to 12:45 or 1 before my next meeting. So,
well, do you need to eat?
Yeah, I need to eat. It's only happiness I have. So like if I have only like 30 minutes to eat, I'm going to eat. And I can't work out after I ate because I'll get a cramp.
Okay. What about after work?
I can't, because after work, it's
you know what
time.
I'm hearing a lot of? I can't.
I can't. I tore my ACL.
You son of a bitch.
I tore my Sour Patch Kid tendon.
All right. So anyways, send in Dave your day-by-day routine of how this guy is supposed to find time.
Yes. And oh, you know what? If you have
what?
Want to know it from people who have kids from ages 1 to 7. Yeah.
1 to 7? What if they have an 8-year-old?
I don't want to hear it then.
You don't want to hear it? What if they have multiple kids?
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah. Is there a limit on how many kids?
There is a limit.
How many?
Once you hit 5, your life is over. So there's no hope for you. There's no reason why I should listen to you.
People sending it in if they have a certain amount. I'm not saying like, not like in general, like once you have so many kids. Never mind. It doesn't matter. Send Dave in whatever you think will help him, because this guy needs some help.
I need help.
Yeah.
All right.
You good? You okay?
I'm good. I'm just trying to, I'm just anticipating this, right? The shit that I got to do after this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about it. That's our episode for this week. So
yeah, be healthy, you know, mentally and physically. Let us know what you do. Please send us any tips or tricks you have.
Yeah. And you can send all of your tips, tricks, suggestions, questions, inquiries, whatever you want to artfunkcreatives@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram at @artfunkcreatives.
You can find me on OddlyAbe on Instagram.
And you can find me at @TheUltraChung on Instagram. So thanks again for listening.
Oh,
what?
Smothered. That's the word I was looking for.
Oh.
Smothered.
You did it. It took you long enough.
That's the word I was looking for. I can smother it.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks a lot for listening. And don't forget, stay funky.
And be taintalicious.
Ew.
No? And be...
I don't know. You kind of tainted it with your taintalicious. I don't think I want to go back to being healthy after you're talking about being taintalicious.
Be tainted pink?
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Thanks for interrupting me, though.
I know.
For that.
As soon as I did, well, my thought is, it's like I hold up my finger, you finish your thought, but you like immediately are like, as soon as I hold up my finger, you're like record scratch and everything. Fuck.